If you're a man watching this, there's a high chance that you think you're a high value man. Chances are you're probably not. In this episode, we're going to be unpacking what exactly is a high value man in South Africa.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of chatter, chit chat, what a high value man is.
Yeah.
A lot of association towards, you know, income. Mm. Some people say it's really based off your character, but we're going to unpack that and see what it's really about.
Yeah. Seated.
Excellent, who's welcome back to a brand new episode of Seated with Lebo and Tata Rampedi. Super, super excited. Happy to be here. I think today, this week is just a hectic week, man.
Yeah. I think it's because you came from a chilled vibe, man.
I came from a chill.
Tell them what you were doing this weekend. You're feeding zebras.
Yeah. So I just turned 29.
Yeah.
For those that
Joe,
for those
for those that are young and they're saying Joe, for those that are older they're saying he's so.
For those that gasped,
for those that are older they're saying he's so young. Oh. And then for those that are older, for younger they say Joe, Tata's 29.
Yeah, I know. How does such a beautiful 19-year-old man look 29? It's crazy. But yeah, so my girlfriend spoiled me really, really beautiful. She said it was Tuesday night. She said she was working on something, man. It was weird. And then she's busy searching bras on Pinterest. Like,
so
she's
working at night. She's like, ah! That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm saying that. And what happened was that I was like, oh no, she's throwing me a surprise bra.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I said, I'd love my baby. Please do not throw me a surprise bra. Because if your girlfriend throws you a surprise bra, you are hosting a bra.
A surprise bra, yeah.
It's going to be at my place. I'm going to have to bri the meats. I'm going to have to like take care of everybody. There's going to be things that are missing. There's going to be, I was like, please don't do that.
Yeah.
Then she's just, like chuckled, and then
this is so hard to throw a bribe, by the way,
dude. It's such a mission.
Yeah.
Then I think I don't know if I went to sleep or it was like, but it was like 2 a.m., 3 a.m. I think I just randomly woke up, and she was still working on this. I'm like, dude, what the hell are you doing?
2 a.m.
Dog.
Oh, that's why you were up until 4.
The one time, yeah.
Yeah. No, it was that night. It was that night.
Yeah.
Because when I woke up, you guys were chopping on the group, and I was just like, hey, what's guys still up?
And then I'm gonna read it to you guys. So then she sends it to me.
Oh.
She sends me this PDF, and this PDF, I open it. It says, oh, she sent me so many photos. It says, happy birthday, Mr. Rampedi, 12th of March to the 15th of March, 2026. Clear the rest of your week because we're going to quietly celebrate you. I love you so much. I appreciate you deeply.
Okay, wait. Stop. I want you to start from the beginning. Now that you know the words and say it romantically, how she wanted you to say it.
Okay, so she said, happy birthday, Mr. Rampedi, 12th of March to the 15th of March, 2026. Clear the rest of your week because we're going to quietly celebrate you.
Oh my.
I love you so much. I appreciate you deeply.
Oh my.
And I'm so happy and honored to celebrate our first birthday together.
I am honored too. I do.
I know the city hides the stars sometimes. I hope while we're away, we'll get to see as many of them as we can. Happy birthday, my love. Sikhe Moye.
City don't hide the stars. We are the stars. But that is the most romantic thing.
And then it says
man.
Day one, Thursday, wake up, prepare for the road trip, birthday cake, like just a whole bunch of things.
Did you guys like stick to the schedule? So you guys are like a very much like a scheduled couple,
this
like,
was like
on
a
vacation.
This was a before thing, and then it's like, we have to do that thing. Okay. We have to do that thing. But it was amazing. We went go-karting. So we went in Mpumalanga.
Yeah.
We were at Marloth Park. Mm. Stunning. It's on the border of the Kruger National Park.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as you leave your Airbnb, if you wake up, there could be zebras, there can be impalas.
Yeah.
Those hyenas that were walking around. Very beautiful. We took a drive to gate one. And at gate one, we saw something really beautiful. At gate one, we saw...
I'm trying to give them the background.
At gate one, we basically got to go go-karting. So it was an hour of go-karting. Bro, during the go-karting, I saw crocodiles.
Yeah.
I saw hippos. We saw a snake.
Did you rip it? Like, did you go for
I was tearing that hole. So the instructor says you're not allowed to like drift and stuff. So he'd be in front, then he'll sit in the middle. Then I went third. Because like if I go third, I can accelerate.
Like, do some stuff.
I can wait for them to drive and then I can. So I was busy there drifting every corner. The guy just put me at a pause and say, dude, what are you doing? He's like, dude, I told you can't do this. Also weren't allowed to record. I was really upset about that.
That's so
sad. I think it's a safety thing. Yeah. But otherwise, I mean.
Maybe they think about like flashes. You flash a lion and he shows you why he's a lion. You know what I mean?
I think it's so that you can have both hands on the quad bike.
Oh, yeah. That kind of makes more sense than what I just said. I thought maybe the lions are like, yo, I haven't done my hair yet. Type vibe. That's nice. That's very nice. So you were relaxed and then now obviously very intense week, research, work, brand deals.
Yeah, work. I mean, today alone, we're shooting this. I'm shooting with Pierre later. Yeah. Tomorrow we've got like 3 campaigns we're basically shooting, which is insane.
We also have pretty good news. You launched.
Yes, that was a brand new. So guys, wow, this guy is on today. So something very exciting. I've been helping people create content, right?
Yeah.
My mantra, the thing that's been giving me purpose in life, and everyone needs purpose in life, is helping people. Yeah. And the people that I help love how I've made them better creators of content. And people have loved the free brand readiness audit. I'll keep the link in the description. People love the creator kickstart, helps them create content, whether you're in business, whether you're a creative. It's uplifted so many people. I mean, Gareth uses it. His girlfriend uses it. Like, his whole team uses it. Everybody's using it, which is so, it warms my heart, bro. Because I'm like, damn, I actually did something people can actually follow.
Yeah.
But people kept saying, we want to know how to make money. Don't show us how to create content. Some of us know how to create content. So what we did is that we launched something that's so powerful.
Yeah.
It's basically how to get brand deals using LinkedIn. We're calling it the LinkedIn brand deal engine. Come on, ChatGPT.
Come on,
ChatGPT. we love it so much, bro. It teaches you how to position yourself on LinkedIn and do outreach. People don't understand the importance of sales. There's a whole funnel. You get corporates, they hire digital marketing hires influencer marketing works with campaign managers, those campaign managers hire you.
Yeah.
So we teach you that whole supply chain line, and then we teach you how to penetrate it. Because that's how we've gotten some amazing campaigns. I mean, I got a campaign with Ingrams and CTA2. And the campaign is going to be long lasting. It's a beautiful amount of money, which is really good. Uplifting me, which is really exciting. And yeah, man, if you guys want the link is in the description. For you guys that are watching here, see this. I'll give you guys a discount. So we'll do a 20% discount.
Yeah.
The link, the details will be in the description. Ruby, please. Awesome. Don't forget. Also in the studio, we've got Tabam, we've got Ruby, we've got Mbali, and we've got Kenneth Mashaber. How are you, bro? I've literally done my how are you.
Okay, I'm okay, man. A season of hard work, a season of requires us to be better than what we've previously been.
Yeah.
Definitely a season of growth, whether it be if you're hitting a wall, educational, physical, spiritual, but something needs to change, obviously. Yeah. Just in a season of just trying to, again, helping people. I think that's our mantra right now. We love it. We love the reactions.
We really do.
Man, just trying to spread positivity, joy, be myself unapologetically. Creates bangers. Work on business.
Your jokes are funny again on TikTok.
Oh, my jokes are funny again. So I wasn't funny.
It's like 4 months, you weren't funny. Yeah.
I'm depressed.
Your jokes are funny again.
Oh, it's just not funny. I'm still hitting the same where I was hitting.
No, but like, okay, your jokes, like, I'm used to your funny levels, right? So now I watched your content. I literally texted you and I said, yo, but also, I haven't consumed your content in a long time.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But yeah, trying to get.
But your jokes are funny. Like the latest stuff.
Bless.
Like
bless,
the one
bless.
Where you're trying to sleep. And people are walking into the room.
Yeah, bless up.
I even posted on my story the one. Let me actually pay for everybody.
Yeah.
So Lebo posted this 2 years ago. I think it went like one of his most top 2 viral videos.
Oh, the
one video is the one of you obviously in the Bucky, and then this is the other.
Yes,
one.
Yeah. That's my top 2 videos for real.
Oh fuck.
Oh, the fail.
Pass.
The fail. Pass. Yeah. I don't think I'm gonna be able to.
Hey, Lebo, please pass me the tamati sauce. Also, you can pass. You can pass something. Nanere, you can't pass anything. if you fail one more time, you must pass away. If you don't pass one more time, you can pass this chance to live in my house. If you fail one more time, you will pass.
That was a good time, man.
Yeah, I mean, this thing got like 2,000 people, users of TikTok, using the sound.
Yeah.
That's motion. That's very viral.
To this day. As soon as someone forgets about the joke, someone does it before I can redo it.
Everyone is telling me. Everyone's messaging me like, bro, this was like one of the levels. Like for example, Motlagai was like,
oh yeah,
Shmani. She was like, what did she say?
It's one of the levels of jokes.
This is literally my favorite video of his. It went triple platinum in my household.
Now that one did work. I reposted it recently and it did numbers on Facebook.
Serious?
Yeah, bro. I mean, yeah, but yeah, definitely in that season, I'm trying to just be creative again.
Yeah.
I love movies. I've been like actively talking about them on my story, talking about them on my content and etc. That just brings me joy. Doesn't do numbers. Doesn't do numbers. That content never does, like, doesn't do great numbers. But
impact.
It's about doing polish, like, increasing it, creating that community. I was talking about War Machine now. Great movie. Loved it. You know what I mean? On my story. But yeah, overall, just a lot of changes, you know. Relationship changed. A lot of changes there. Trying to be more present for the friendships that, like, matter to me.
Very important.
Yeah, bro, and just trying to be in a more positive, more speaking goodness into people's lives mentality.
What do you think is one thing that you're proud of that people wouldn't notice?
Resilience, yeah, resilience. I think that's the word everybody would use. That's the kind of like safety word.
I wouldn't use that. That's a powerful word.
Yeah, resilience, man. Like, just being able to still produce, in and out of good vibes, not good vibes. I think that's just something I'm very proud of myself for. I haven't asked that question to myself. That's a very nice exercise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I've been practicing gratitude and all that stuff, but to be able to say I'm proud of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, what are you proud of yourself recently? Anything else that on camera?
I'm proud of.
I'm on proud camera, of my, in front of people?
I'm proud of my ability to keep innovating the way we do business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we keep
reshaping it.
Oh, man. It's like we playground, grade one. And it's so crazy that we're even seeing other people do business in the same lights and et cetera. And you're
with a blueprint.
And you're like, oh, rah, like I can see what stage you're at.
Yeah, crazy.
Oh, I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like I've seen, yeah, so real. Let me not say anything
else. But let's get into the topic.
Okay, so reality check, quick one. Do you think you are a high value man right now as you sit on the seated couch?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, hold it there. Definitely. Rate yourself out of 10.
Right. I pass the class. I don't know if I'm getting a cum laude.
Yeah.
But I pass the class. Maybe like 6.5. I'd say 6.5.
Okay.
In my ideology. Maybe 6 even.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm a high value man too.
You probably think like, yo, what's like, can I guess your number? Let's say it at the same time. 3, 2, 1. Come on. No,
you're going to say a high number and I'm not going to say a high number.
You're going to say the number I'm going to say. 3, 2, 1.
9.5.
I knew it. You're going to say 9. I was going to say 8. I lie.
No, like I'm a 9.9.
Yeah, definitely.
And like, and we'll unpack why. So. Yeah.
There's a reason I say 6, obviously.
Okay, wait.
Wait.
I'm going to give myself a, you see, this is such a tricky question because it's basically asking you, how do you view yourself?
Yeah. Because I said 6 because I'm like, oh, rah, like...
Room for improvement.
There's room for improvement. You see that?
Because I thought now room for improvement. Yeah. But then at the same time, I'm going to stick with my answer and we'll unpack it later. Why? Because I believe that in this season, I'm at that score. Then there'll be a season where my score is higher, but I'm even more of a high-value man, but then I'm tattooed for that season.
You know, when we speak about high-value man, we're basically saying, what is the likelihood of you being dateable by a woman? You feel me?
Is that what do you guys agree?
Do you guys agree?
That's what a high value man is.
Because who's determining this value?
We don't know.
Who's determining this value?
Okay, wait. So let me take my score a bit down.
Yeah, that's what I'm like, dude.
I'm gonna give myself a 7.7.
Yeah, I know. I think you were good, pretty up there. I think you say 8.
Yeah, 7.7. Because there's that.
Because I mean, like, who wouldn't want to? If it goes on based on the criteria, the rubric. That I just said now.
We're gonna get into that. Okay, cool. So now why not higher for you?
Yeah, like I said, a lot of room for improvement.
Like what type of improvement?
Sustainability, business-wise. Mm. 10 years, you're looking forward 10 years. What do you have? You're not looking today, you're not looking tomorrow. That's the only things that I miss.
So you don't believe in looking at potential when it comes to sustainability? Because I think what we're doing is sustainable.
No. If you look at it like right now, what's gonna happen? Yeah, like that's nice. It's very nice. Everything's gonna be very nice, but it's currently not where the present, like it's not where it needs to. But it's gonna get there.
Yeah.
So when you say, look, that's not in my rubric. Potential is not in my rubric because we don't date potential. We date who you are now.
We don't date potential.
Men date potential. I'm saying women. I get.
Oh yes.
Women don't date potential. They date who you are now.
Yes.
And who are you going to become? That's what they say. That's what they tell us.
Oh, boy, who are you most probable to become?
You know, when a woman goes on a date with you, she asks you a couple of questions. In her mind, she's making a graph and pinpointing, okay, at this age, he's going to be here. And then at this age, oraka koloi. And then at this age, I can see me buying a house with him at this. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just being honest now.
Okay. So any other reasons why you higher?
No, and the reason I want to say why I got my marks. I don't want to tell you. I don't want to say about my deficiencies anymore. That's speaking negativity into my life. My plus marks hilarious.
What did
amazing.
You get? What did you get? 6.5?
6.5. I think 7 even. I didn't even 7.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because if it, again, according to my rubric, yeah. Dateable. Who wouldn't want to date Elebo Rampedi?
Come
who
on.
Who would want to have a nice time? I mean, that's a ball.
That's a guaranteed...
That's a ball.
Certain level of happiness for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Like it's you're going to laugh. You know you're going to smile. Yeah. You know you're going to be emotionally taken care of.
Yeah.
You know you're going to be loved like no other. Yeah. You know, so that's why
like
I said...
Like no other.
Like no other. Wow. Tell me how you're supposed to be with no level. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hey, I'm
that's why
you.
I said 7. I want to ask you why you said 9.9.
So no.
That's your first. That you were missing 0.1. What was the 0.? What? Let's start with the, what was the 0.1 you did not?
The 0.1?
Yeah. Why did you lose a 0.1?
Off the bat, it's like...
That means you have no emotional work to do.
Yeah, no, and it's emotional work. So I've worked on my emotional intelligence.
To the point where you think it's...
No, let me finish. Worked on my emotional intelligence.
Mm.
I'm proud of where I am
sure.
compared to where I come from.
Sure.
But I still have a very long way to go.
Amen.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Amen, yeah.
So that 0.1 was that I know that that defect I have in me. And that I think that's the only defect I have in me. Like when it comes to how I would view myself in this current space and time.
Yeah.
Then I started thinking about the dateable thing and like, you know, society and how we measure, you know, a man. I went to 7.7.
Yeah.
Because, okay, cool. Verily, I can work on my emotional intelligence. And I also think I could also get into better shape and be healthier.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying? So that also adds to the point. Because if I was like, you know.
Body T. Yeah.
If body T, I'm at 7.2 now.
Yeah.
8.2 now.
Yeah.
And then if I fix the emotional intelligence stuff, I mean like 8.99. And then from 9 to 10, it's definitely spirituality and character.
Yeah.
Because I mean like, for me, like a man that's high value.
Yeah.
It's also someone that has a great character. So it's like someone that doesn't gossip. Because I mean, I be sitting with my girl talking about things afterwards. And I don't think I should be doing those things.
Mm.
Like I can be like, yeah, yo, for example, at church, the pastor was weird for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mm. But let's not focus on that.
It's a sin, yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? So obviously there's those points in me that, which is normal human, you know, human behavior that could be improved. Because some people
I love how we like regressing your marks. You went from 9.9 to now yeah, that get to 7 there.
7.7.
And then I get to 8 here, and then now you're at 8. So what?
You're not listening. You're not listening.
I'm
from 7.7, I got to 8.2.
Sure, and then from 8.2, how do you get to 9.9?
8.2 to 9, I fixed emotional intelligence.
And then the 0.1 that's missing is the defect.
From 9 to 10 was the character.
Okay, so you're still working on your character.
All of the things I mentioned.
So if you finish your character now, you're 10.
No.
So okay, wait, let me rather ask this.
7.7 to 8.2 is body.
Sure.
So for me to get to 8.2 first, I have to fix.
Oh, health. So you're saying you still need to fix.
That's
these
the gap
things.
Is body. Then 8.2 to 9, I need to fix. Emotional regulation.
Yeah.
And then from 9 to 10 is character.
But I'm asking, so when you fix all these things, you're a 10 now.
Yeah, in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus, you're 10.
Yes.
How many 10 of high value men do you think you've met?
Sure. 10.
That's what I'm saying. We're living to these unrealistic expectations, man.
Like, I've met a lot of good men.
It's crazy, man.
I've met a lot of good men who are in the high nines.
It's crazy.
Like, for example, like, I think Okay Wasabi is a high nine.
Good example.
It's a great man, great character, you know, good person, good heart, hardworking.
Yeah.
I'd say...
Good pick.
And I'm saying people that I know personally, right? Because I can consider someone on an episode and not know them.
Good pick.
I'd say Hungani Glove was a solid 9, like above 9.
Good pick. No man is dancing on the internet. It's not good vibes. It's not a good green flag. No man on the internet dances with an evil heart. I tell you that. There's no evil evil people dancing on the internet.
I'd say you're a high 9.
Woo, wow.
I just thought this is the matter of how I see you.
Yeah. Okay. But let me let you continue.
Yeah.
Because not us who decide if we're high value men.
Yeah. But like I said, I think most men are, and that's how I start the episode, most men are delusional about where we are and how we view ourselves. I mean, if we had to put the team here and we get scores, we might get 4.2s.
Yeah, they might say
3.7s.
Might say 1. They might even say 11 out of 10. One of them might say 11 out of 10.
The person wants a raise. So what does it actually mean to you? What a high value man is. What does it actually mean to you?
So, this is going to be very difficult because what it means to me and what it actually means is two different things.
Yeah.
So a high value man for me is what every man aspires to be in their life. You understand what I'm saying? It's your highest version.
Personal.
It's your peak your peakness in your life, right? When I think of myself as a high value man, you know, you've got the house, you've got the kids private school, you think, you know, you think that's a high value man in my life. Whereas Black Coffee's kid, his high value man is maybe becoming like his dad. You know what I mean? Becoming one of the world's best DJs, performing every night, you know what I mean? Yeah. Getting the best gigs around the world. For him, that's a high value man. For me, that's a man who's on, I mean, everywhere. You're not situated, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Another man might say to himself, bro, for me, all I want is just a nice house, nice car, no stress.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But none of the things I said matter because there's another opinion.
Mm.
The opinion of our opposite sex. And they also have... None of the things I just said matter.
Look, you're so hilarious. I was watching a podcast by Trevor Noah, and I just wanted to finish.
Yeah, go ahead.
Watching a podcast. No, finish.
Okay,
finish.
So, and there's another opinion that matters more than the man's opinion, because you know why?
Yeah.
A woman's opinion, there's two people that respect it, the man and the woman. A man's opinion, you know who respects it? The man fair lads. Half, 50% of the respect of the other opinion. So, for women, a high value man is a man that can make a woman's life easier.
Wow.
It does not matter if you're robbing a bank every third day or you're the minister of what? Taxi rank owner, surf instructor,
chef,
trainer. It does not matter.
No.
For her, a high value man in her life is a man that makes her life easier.
Mm.
For her, it's irreplaceable. It's the man she's going to protect. You know when they say a woman doesn't play around hers? Eh? There's a reason. She's protecting the value that she's receiving from this man.
Amen.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, again, two different definitions.
I like how you did that, because you're getting us to the point where everyone must realize that a high-value man is definitely, what's the word? Subjective.
Mm.
Right? It's subjective.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we do, point two of what you're saying, realize that there are minimums and criteria that we have to follow based off of society.
Yeah.
And society, obviously, in this case, is women and other men.
Yeah.
Because I think a man also deciphers what a man's value is. I mean, yeah, if I enter a bar.
Yeah.
And I get, I don't know what. Let's say I get a
Heineken.
Let's say I get a Black Label.
Sure.
Let's say I get a Black Label. And then there's other guys there drinking Hennessy Neat.
They're drinking, Hennessy Neat.
There's going to be
a whiskey. Or whiskey they're drinking a 15-year-old Glenfiddich. 15-year-old Glenfiddich. Like, it's ridiculous.
Those men are going to view each other differently.
Very true, yeah.
The men that are drinking the Black Label are going to be like, hey, those guys, hey.
Yeah.
They drink strong stuff. I'm sure they do strong stuff. Mm. And then they're going to go, oh, Black Label, I'm sure, oh, shame. I'm sure they boys. They view them as, boys. You get me?
I want to give you a scenario, right? Think about first year. I think that's a great example of high value man.
Yeah.
Right? First year, you're in your first year of university, right? Yeah. You are the bottom of the barrel all of a sudden. Well, you went from being top dog in matric. You were running the school.
Having your own balcony. We had a matric balcony.
You're living life, you know, everybody looks up to you in the school. You are what people aspire.
Sir.
Yeah, you are what people aspire to be in the school because you are the finished product of the education system at that point.
Paint them to the picture when you entered Buggenholt for the first time.
Then you go to Afrikaans Rez. And, you know, you're staying with your brothers.
What happened to you, though?
What do you mean?
On the first day. Because for me, we entered the res.
Yeah.
Then they were nice. The
They did the same
thing. The hunkers were, like, helping us carry our bags, greeting our moms. Yeah. Oh, are you Tato's sister? No, I'm the mother's. Oh. You know what I'm saying? They're busy flirting with our moms, helping us with our bags, taking us to our rooms. And then they're showing us the facilities. Yeah. They're nice, getting us water, tea. Hey, good man. Then you're getting excited. Then they say, okay, cool, parents. Thank you for dropping off your kids. Kindly evacuate this way. Say bye to your parents. Bye to your parents. They say, boys, please let's meet in the red room.
And line up.
Get into the red room. Lights go off. Zoo.
Nah.
I start playing music. You guys think you're a man? You guys think you are here to tell? You are not a matric anymore.
Did they make you do that thing?
You're in our house. Yeah.
Did they make you do that thing?
They did.
Yeah, it was so dope.
You're in our house.
I love that, bro.
You're nothing.
I love that. I felt like I was in a frat house. I loved it. I was in the line. They were going around, grabbing people's hats, turning them around and saying, that's how you wear your hat. They made one Afrikaans guy do push-ups on the floor, on the spot, because he opened his collar. I said, this is amazing, man. There's structure in this house.
I
hate a wild house. You know what I mean? I go to my friends in the private accommodations, yeah, and it's just a wild house. There's a guy smoking hubbly. What's up, dude? What's up, dude? Opening a textbook, he's smoking hubbly. At res, there's a computer center. There's a guy debating how to answer a question for someone's homework. You go to an elder guy. I can used to call them the elders.
Yeah.
In the
fossils.
The fossils. Ancestors.
Yeah.
You go to an ancestor with a econometrics problem. He says, "Woo, this is easy. This is easy." I agree. We had whiteboards. He goes on the whiteboard. It says, "Then you can do this, this, this. You're going to lose marks for skipping the steps, but that's the answer." Then he tells you like that. You're like, "How'd you get this question, ancestor?" And he says, "Ho, you're still young. You're still young. These are small things. These are matters of the it's first entry level stuff." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I loved it, bro. But anyways, I want to take you back to the rare student, fresh into this new pond, right?
Yeah.
He's in love with a first year student, right? First year student is beautiful. The girl's beautiful.
Stunning.
You start dating, you know, it's nice. The vibes are immaculate, you know.
Yeah.
You take her out to get a Boerewors roll, pick and pay. You're taking walks. I get walks are free.
Yeah.
You take walk, get ice cream, go back home. And then one night, she goes to TSC. And then she hears... And a guy parks outside and says, "Wow, you must be single. Look at your nails undone. Your hair undone." "Your hair's undone. Look, and you're so skinny. Have you eaten today?" "Oh, no, my boyfriend and I got McDonald's." "McDonald's?" "No, love, you need to try an oxtail from Woolly. You need to try an oxtail from Woolly. And what wine do you drink?" "Oh, no, we usually drink Savannah." Savannah? And then what happens? This guy becomes a high-value man in her life. Why? The definition I gave earlier, because he can make her life easier. When you just make her life fun. and harder. It's unfair, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
Just wanted to show you that scenario also.
That's so real, yeah.
It's crazy, bro. It's unrealistic. It's unfair.
You've just triggered me. That's all.
And you know, there's women that will look at their boyfriends.
Yeah.
This man is trying everything in his power. Almost, and they're like, "Good morning, my sweetheart, my heartbeat, my rib, my backbone, my spine. I have never loved a woman like you before. The day is, it's raining, but the day is brighter because you are in my life. Oh, baby, I love you.
Yeah.
Hope you have a good day."
Yeah.
Then the girl's looking at the message and she says, "Oh, I swear reassurance. I swear, Mr. Reassurance, I swear happy."
Yo, imagine the girlies are calling your man Ria. What do they call him, Ria?
What did they used to call me? They used to call me Mr. Compensation. Mr. Compensate. I was dating a girl. She come Bearman, football team, indoor soccer team.
Club.
To the club.
Manchester United.
She says, "Take care of my girls. Please take care of my girls. My girls are thirsty. Get drinks." And I said, "No, definitely. Like, hey, buddy, you, me, relationship, we're a team."
Yeah.
"Team means what, buddy?" "It means that you must also come to the costs." Yeah.
Yeah.
"I'll cover maybe 70%. You can cover 30. Because I'm trying to say, like, bro, you didn't tell me. After that, I found out that there was a rumor of her friends. They called me Mr. Compensation. Mr. Compensate. Can you believe it? And that's what women are doing to our young men. There are men that charge their phone with a laptop, with a cable. But the laptop is also being charged by the world. They're on a phone with the love of their life. "Hey, baby, I love you, baby. Blah, blah, blah." And the woman says, let me call you back. I need to charge my phone." Yo, you need to do what? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what I'm basically just trying to say is that, like, we in relationships undermine effort. Mm. We love purchases. We love materialistic things. We love higher life.
Mm.
If we see, you know... You know when you read this PDF of your girl's holiday thing, when you sent it to the group chat, I called my girlfriend. I said, "Day one, seven. I'm just want to tell you what my brother's doing for his birthday. Day one, 7 a.m. Buy a breakfast.
Yeah.
8 a.m. by a walk. Oh, it says here she's going to pack his bag. Do you see? Yeah, going to pack. I zoom. And why? It's human nature. You also want to live that luxurious life, but it takes away from the efforts of the person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about money versus discipline.
Yeah.
Can a broke man be high value?
That's like asking a taxi driver, can you be a pilot? If you can't do something, you can't do something. How does a man of no value become high value man? That's what you're asking me. At some point, and you know, when I speak to, this is a very personal one, this podcast, because I've been there. I've been there when you can only afford a petrol pump, others can afford Hennessy for your partner. Did you show me, your girlfriend's friends, you must understand, your girlfriend's friends are your biggest opposition in life.
Yeah, enemies of progress.
Enemies of progress. Especially if your girlfriend's friends are dating criminals. Oh, oh my God. There's nothing that criminals do better in South Africa. They don't do crime as good as they do love bombing. Who love bomb at the criminals in South Africa? They can love bomb you. They can't take you.
I have a friend, and I hope she doesn't watch this podcast. I have a friend. She met this guy, ne?
Yeah.
And she's like, show me, like, I like this guy. Mm. No, I'm going to see this guy. Mm. I'm trying to minimize the detail. But essentially, she had a sports day to go to.
Sure.
I think they were doing Pilates. Mm. This guy just met her. He bought her new shoes.
Bona.
Shorts.
Bomb.
Top.
Bomb.
Cap.
Bomb, bomb, bomb.
A bunch of stuff, ne?
Bomb, bomb.
Shop, shop, shop. That's Sarah's love bombing. He's calling a baby. Wants to say goodbye. Bomb. And then, mind you, she's at work and he's busy shopping at the mall saying, what size? Is this color fine? He's a personal shopper at this point. Yeah. And then, and I really hope it doesn't go to doesn't see it. And then, after 4 days, he calls like, yeah, baby, I'm looking for houses for us. Mm. I'm looking for homes for us. What area are you comfortable with?
Bomb.
This guy's definitely a criminal.
And imagine now, Tato, when you're texting your girl, good morning, my sunshine, my rib, my spine, heart. My back, my heart, my liver, my enforcement, I love you, what. There's people that want to buy a house.
Yeah.
It's not fair. But it's life.
It's life.
It's life. And oh man.
But now, okay, so now let me switch it now. So now we said a high value man it has to have money. Essentially.
100%.
Can a man that has money not be high value?
Okay. Have you ever watched a movie with this is the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
Let's look at Kingdoms.
Yeah. Great direction.
Yeah. Let's look at Kingdoms. Yeah. So you have the king of Polokwane. Let's say king of Polokwane or king of Limpopo.
Okay.
King of Limpopo, richest man, what. Is he a good king? You see him killing people, he's burning villages, he's what. But he's still king. Mm. He's still the king. Mm. That's the answer. He's still the king. King of Gauteng is broke, he's poor, he's good to the people, he helps build their house.
He's still a king.
He's still a king, Mara. Mara, when we look to kings, we want to see a throne, we want to see a golden crown, we want to see... Let me tell you something, money... It's the source of all of your desires.
Okay, so let me be the, what do you always say?
Devil's advocate.
Devil's advocate. So, dude, I believe that a high value man, has a prerequisite of a decent amount of money. So to be a high value man is multi-layered.
It's
multifaceted. But there's prerequisites. You have to have something. So you mustn't have a lot of money. Be able to take care of yourself,
sure,
and take care of your romantic partner,
sure,
potentially kids, potentially your grandmother,
and your image.
You must be clean. Mm. So it's a prerequisite. Mm. Prerequisite. Then from there, you can have that one box checked, but you can still be a low value man because you are inconsiderate. You are, what's this word women love calling us when we just care about ourselves?
Selfish.
No, not selfish.
Self-centered.
What's the word? No. It's a stronger one. Something path, not psychopath.
Narcissistic.
Narcissist.
Yeah.
So you can have money, but still be a narcissist. Mm. Care about yourself. Mm. Your world revolves around you. You don't care much. Your character sucks. You treat the poor badly. You treat people badly. you're not a high value man if you have those characteristics, because now you're gonna have a romantic partner who was spoiled monetary wise. But when it comes to existing and living a happy life or trying to find balance and happiness and purpose, she's gonna be miserable.
Let me tell you something.
How is that a high value man? That's just a rich man.
To society, that man will still be a high value man.
But for how long? So he'll be high value in your life for a period of 6 weeks when he's bombarding you with all these gifts. Yeah. But then 6 weeks later, he's not becoming he's a horrible man.
Yeah, no, he's a horrible man to the relationship. Matter when he's driving outside of his Range Rover, we still look at him and say, wow, that guy's got it going on. It will never be taken away from him. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
but I think, and it's that perception. It's unfortunate, but I'm telling the truth. Because think about it like this, bro. Like, how many of our homegirls, friends, girls that we've met, tell the stories of these evil men.
Yeah.
That these rich men, they just do anything they want, cheat, what, but they still love them.
Mm.
They still date them.
Hey, they stay.
They stay. 1 year with a cheater. Hey, you know, you now can live in the Kruger Moose and survive.
So the
1 year with a cheater.
So what do you think matters more then?
No, I think that's why I said there's two definitions.
Yeah. We've heard those definitions. Okay, but let me let you learn.
I'm just trying to say, that's why I say it's two different. There's two different definitions.
I'm saying, based off what I'm saying. High value man, you must
character,
have money. You must have money.
I don't want
to. You have to have character and stuff.
No, I don't think so. I don't think you have to have character. I'm sorry.
So what matters more long term? Money?
Money, yeah.
Or discipline?
Yeah.
Money or character?
Money.
I think it's character.
No, yes. Of course you do. Of course you do, because you're a good guy.
But
but the world does not...
I think money, you won't last long in a relationship.
We're not talking about relationship. We're asking if you're a high value man. and I can tell you something. The guy that you just described now and said later on the girl's going to leave, he's going to replace it with a white woman who's 23 in a matter of seconds. And then again, 6 months.
Yeah.
That's why these guys are in the clubs. The guys that wear Gucci, head-to-toe Kariki uniform in the club. They're in the club with different young girls, different times. Why? Because, dude, these guys are hot. They are magnets. They are magnets. And you guys can comment
but anything. But you see, with different girls.
But it's not sustainable.
It's not sustainable.
But they are still magnets.
Okay, so let's play a quick game.
Yeah.
So you're going to say cap or real?
Yeah?
Sure. Money makes a high value man.
Real.
Most men think that they... more disciplined than they are.
Real.
You can be a high value if you can't be high value if you're inconsistent or if you lack character. You can't be high value if you lack character.
Maybe, I think so. I don't know. I'm closer to...
No, you said you can. Remember you said it's all about...
I said you can, yeah.
A man's character matters more than his income.
Say the sentence again.
A man's character matters more than his income.
Does that sound right to you?
Yes.
Audience in the back, does that sound right to you? Guys, I've met the nicest hobos in my life. They smile, missing teeth, they smile, they greet you nicely, but nobody wants to marry that guy.
Wait, Tawan, what do you think is more important, money or character? Mbali, what do you think is more important, money or character?
Sorry, let me answer for them. They're saying money. Tawan
said money, sorry. Mbali said character. Ruby? Character.
The woman in the room are saying character.
Young, but so your answer it's subject to change. Kenny, what do you think is more
important
for a man to have? Character or money? Money.
Yeah, he says, all the men in the room said money. All the women said character. We are losing this war, guys. We are losing this war. You know why?
Yeah.
Because a man can't even find his character without money. He'll be Tato. A man with 50 rand in his account can be here the whole time. Adutimo, Umutsu, are you fine? I guess things have been tough. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm happy. He's the kindest man. He has character. He's emotional. I swear. The woman won't give a shit. Let me tell you now, if she won't give a shit, she'll tell you to your face, you don't provide enough for me as a girlfriend. Tato. We can even go ask the security. Let's go ask the security guards. Would you rather have character or would you rather have money? Those guys are going to tell you, I want money. I don't want character. Because they know money is a byproduct of love. You can get love. You can have... Oh, I'm fun. You can have it all.
Yeah.
We must stop. We know human beings have this, the most stupid association of money, saying money is evil, money, you know, money doesn't make the world go around. Okay, give me your bank account and sit without your bank account for 5 days. You'll see that money is part of emotions too, baby. Money is part of the character too, baby.
It disturbs the mood.
We give Thabang now. Thabang here. We'll give Thabang 50 million rand. He's going to take off those headphones. He's going to put the headphones on the thing. He's going to press cut. And he's going to say, guys, I hope you have a good day. We're going to see him in Cape Town next week with all the character and women that he wants. And we're talking about character. I value man is not about emotions and
I like what you said when you said money unlocks the character.
Money unlocks the...
That's a bar. That's
Think real. Of your friends when they're broke, when they're rich, when they have money.
Yeah. Different people. Different people.
Way different people.
Different people.
And even how they treat you, how they care for you, you know?
Yeah.
When things are up, dog, let me buy you. Tato's gonna have 2 Don Julio shots. Actually, can you please ask them if it's Don Julio that was made today? No. We don't want it. Can we get him 4 Don Julio shots that were made today? Okay. And then he wants a Wagyu steak, but the cow must have eaten fresh grass. fresh grass. If it has ever eaten spoiled grass, don't bring the Wagyu to my brother here. Yeah. Sharp. Lena, ladies, what do you guys want? And then the same guy when he's broke. You know, I'm not even thirsty. I'm not thirsty. I ate at home. Ladies, I'm just chilling. He doesn't even talk to the girls. When the girls look at him, he turns. Let the rest of the people with money have fun. He turns his neck, looks up, looks at the furniture. The waiter comes back and says, anything? You want to order any drinks? Water again, please. Water again. Huh? Same guy when he's rich. Ladies, have I ever told you the story of when I was in Durban? And the women in the room are saying character.
Have you ever lost out on a relationship due to lack of character or money?
Yes. 100% yes. I once dated a woman who made the same amount of money as me. I want to repeat what I'm going to say. I once dated a woman who made the same amount of money as me, and she made me feel broke. Aren't we both broke if we make the same amount of money? She made me feel broke because you know why?
Yeah.
I was her baseline. I was at her baseline.
Yeah.
I was at her baseline.
We were doing what she can do.
You know, when I used to have lunch with...
I think there's power in being able to give a woman something that she can't give herself.
That she doesn't have.
Yeah, that she can't give herself. Yeah.
There's an infatuation with it for a woman. You know, it's like, wow, that's providing. Mm. That's what
and it comes in different shapes and forms. Yeah. Also, like, for example, my girlfriend gives me things that I can't give myself.
Yeah.
Like this trip.
Yeah.
I would never book myself to Marloth Park for a weekend and spend that money. Like, I'd never do that because I'd be like, you know what I'm saying? Sure, she gives me peace.
So but if Zike was dating Tebo Ho, Amutsa, we're going to Marloth Park, Anale, 100 rand in his account, he's going to look at Zike and say, on whose account? And say, what a negative. Why would you do this to me? Now it's negative.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, I want to talk about when I used to get lunch with my, in the grad program, and I used to do my grad program at work,
we
used to obviously get lunch with all the grads. And the ladies, they would say, oh my God, in front of us, and we are there. We're also handsome. You can see me. I don't know if you can see me clearly. Clean this eye, you'll see me properly. We're sitting there by the table, and we're all, you know, earning the same, similar. A girl can look into your eyes and say, beautiful girl. And you want her, you're like, wow, she's beautiful. And she'll say, I want, guys, I'm here to find my husband. They always talk about husbands. Mm. And they say, yo, I need a manager. Like, I need a manager. Ooh, I need a manager. Hey, not you small guys. You guys are power. They laugh at us. They call us the same pay as you earn. They say pay as you earn. Lina, the pay as you earn. We're talking about high people, equities, investment portfolio.
Pay as you earn is insane.
You know what I mean? And we are good people as men.
Yeah.
We listen to these things of women wanting higher than us and we take it. We just say, yeah, one
and
day.
This thing lasts forever, hey?
It's forever. And then when you're in the manager, you greet an intern, you say, hey, sharp. You eat today. I want to go past Tasha. I want to go past Tasha and get myself an Eggs Benedict.
Oh, you don't know an eggs Benedict? Then he, no, it's not a, it's not an egg named Benedict. It's how they cook. It's how they cook the egg.
Yeah.
You know, she's teaching her things. Wow.
You've never seen before.
And it's Tasha.
Eggs Benedict.
And then she's used to standing in the pick and pay line, Cooper quarter chicken and what that lip high. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to say is that a high value man is that, it's that outlier guy. And when that guy is an outlier, it kind of feels like a man can do anything.
Yeah.
And that's why men do anything. Yeah. Because we've been hearing these stories all our life. For 30.
Why are you thinking it's time? Thinking it's your turn.
I'm fine now.
So I want us to wrap up. And I want to speak to the audience. Né? If you're watching this and you want to become a high value person, I think you should focus on these three things Lebo and I are going to say. For me, if you want to be a high value, I'm going to say focus on your character. Because I think your character
100%, yeah.
can help you improve your income. And when the income comes in, it can make your character even better. Right? And then the third thing, you can say it. Except money and character.
No, you say your three, I'll say my three.
Oh, money, character, and work ethic.
Yeah. Like I said, there's two definitions, né? And you need to, as a man, né? Please decide which definition side you want to stay. You want to impress yourself or you want to impress women?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? If you, I pray, if you are a girlfriend listening and you've been complaining about your boyfriend for weeks, né? I hope that brother sets himself free from your prison. I hope that brother knows that he can live a life of no complaints.
Yeah.
Where he can live a life of joy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Of happiness. And then, yes, I do think I'll always be an advocate of character, mental health, etc. Because that just makes you a better person. You live a better, healthier, and more happier life. So definitely. And also, never let anyone tell you that you're a low-value man.
Yeah.
True. No matter, even if you are on the couch,
you can't believe it.
Unemployed, you don't have anything to do. You're waking up every day is the same day. Never believe it.
Yeah, you
never
can't.
Believe you can't. Or never you can't. Allow anyone tell you.
You must rebuke it. You must push it away, bro. You must say no. I'm not that.
No one.
I am actually this.
They tell you don't do this. You don't do this. You don't do this. You also come in the line and say, I will do this. I will do this. I will do this. But in my time.
Yeah.
Because you are a high value man. You have the potential. Everyone, 100%. Every man is capable of it.
Yeah.
But sure.
Thanks so much, guys. If you enjoyed this episode, please do us a big favor and subscribe to this channel, guys. We are on the way to... Do you have 200K subscribers? On the way to 210,000 subscribers?
250.
250. So please subscribe, guys. We have 200,000 subscribers. Damn, that's a lot of subscribers.
You know how long we've been talking on this page?
If you guys don't know, guys, we're going to tell you all the usuals. Follow me on TikTok, Instagram, Tata Dambedi. Follow him on TikTok, Instagram, Lebo Dambedi. And of course, guys, as you guys know, we've have digital products. So if you guys want to improve how you create content, the link is in the description. If you want to get brand deals, the link is in the description. I'm happy to be saying that. It shows growth. We're doing something. Shout out to you guys. It's you. Django. See it. See it. See it. See it. See it.